Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A World Undone by G.J. Meyer is a sweeping, highly readable one-volume history of World War I that aims to explain not only what happened between 1914 and 1914, but why the war became so catastrophically expansive. Meyer approaches the conflict as a human and political drama driven by miscalculation, rigid alliances, imperial ambitions, and the pressures of nationalism and industrial modernity. The book is known for blending big-picture diplomacy and strategy with vivid attention to leaders, soldiers, and civilians whose choices and suffering shaped outcomes. Rather than treating the war as an inevitable march to catastrophe, Meyer emphasizes contingency decisions made in weeks and sometimes hours that transformed a regional crisis into a world war. The narrative also follows the consequences that spilled beyond the armistice, showing how the war fractured empires, rewired borders, radicalized politics, and left unresolved tensions that would echo through the 20th century. It serves both as an introduction and as a corrective to simplified myths about the conflict. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from Balkan Crisis to Continental Inferno, one of the book's central concerns is how a political assassination and a localized crisis metastasized into a general European war. Meyer explores the pre-war landscape of great power rivalry, alliance commitments, and imperial competition, but he also stresses that these structures did not automatically produce a world war. The story turns on human decisions leaders interpreting threats, generals protecting mobilization timetables, and diplomats gambling that opponents would blink. The book highlights how nationalism and prestige made compromise politically costly, while secretive statecraft and poor communication increased the chance of misreading intentions. Readers see how Austria-Hungary's actions in the Balkans, Germany's backing of its ally, Russia's perceived obligations, and the reactions of France and Britain created a chain reaction. Meyer's narrative clarifies why mobilization was treated as both defensive and provocative, and how timetables pushed states toward irreversible steps. By emphasizing contingency, the topic helps readers understand that the road to war involved avoidable escalations, not a single master plan. The result is a more nuanced view of responsibility, and a clearer grasp of how fragile diplomacy can collapse under time, pressure, fear, and overconfidence. Secondly, industrialized slaughter and the Western Front stalemate, Meyer devotes significant attention to why the Western Front became synonymous with trench warfare and mass casualties. The book presents the collision between 19th-century assumptions about maneuver and the reality of 20th-century firepower. Machine guns, rapid artillery, barbed wire, and improved logistics favored defenders and made breakthroughs extraordinarily difficult. Meyer explains how early offensives, often driven by doctrines of offensive spirit and decisive battle, resulted in horrific losses with limited gains. He examines how commanders struggled to solve the tactical puzzle of moving infantry across open ground under concentrated fire, and how new technologies and methods emerged unevenly. The narrative also conveys the human experience of stalemate exhaustion, morale, leadership challenges, and the constant pressure of attrition. This topic emphasizes that the killing was not merely the product of callousness, but also of institutional inertia, imperfect information, and the absence of better options perceived at the time. And Meyer shows how attempts to break the deadlock-shaped strategy and politics on both sides, feeding a cycle where leaders demanded results, armies planned large offensives, and societies endured mounting grief. The Western Front becomes a case study in how modern war can trap nations into prolonged violence that is tactically rational yet strategically devastating. Thirdly, multiple fronts, global reach, and the war beyond France and Belgium. A World Undone broadens the lens beyond the familiar battlefields to show how World War I was truly a multi-theater struggle. Meyer considers the Eastern Front, where distances were vast, states were more brittle, and campaigns could be mobile and politically explosive. The book also addresses the roles of empires and colonies, illustrating how imperial possessions provided manpower, resources, and strategic depth, while also spreading the war's consequences across Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. Naval power, blockades, and the competition for supply lines further demonstrate the global dimension of the conflict. Meyer's approach helps readers see that decisions in one theater often had cascading effects elsewhere, whether through shifting resources, alliance expectations, or domestic political pressures. The book highlights how the war tested multinational empires that were already strained by ethnic tensions and uneven development, making military outcomes inseparable from internal stability. By tracking these interconnected fronts, Meyer underscores that the war cannot be understood as a single continuous trench story. Instead, it was a complex system of campaigns and crises in which geography, economics, and imperial politics mattered as much as tactics. The global perspective also clarifies why the post-war settlement proved so difficult. The war's damage and grievances were widely distributed and deeply entangled. Fourthly, home fronts, total war, and political radicalization, Meyer presents World War I as a turning point in the relationship between states and societies. As the conflict dragged on, governments increasingly mobilized economies, regulated labor, controlled information, and demanded sacrifice from civilians. The book examines how shortages, inflation, and the psychological toll of casualty lists eroded trust and strained social cohesion. Propaganda and censorship aimed to sustain morale, yet the very need for such measures revealed fragility at home. Meyer also explores how political movements responded to the pressures of total war, including the growth of revolutionary sentiment, the hardening of nationalist aims, and the willingness of leaders to pursue victory at extraordinary cost. The story gives readers a framework for understanding why some states endured while others cracked, and how military setbacks interacted with food supply, industrial output, and legitimacy. This topic also connects wartime policy to long-term consequences. The expansion of state power, the reordering of class relations, and the normalization of mass mobilization did not simply vanish in 1918. Meyer shows how the war created conditions in which extreme solutions could seem plausible, setting the stage for upheavals and resentments that continued into the interwar years. By focusing on civilian life and politics, the book demonstrates that the battlefield was only one arena of conflict, and that the outcome depended heavily on the resilience of societies. Lastly, endgames, peace terms, and the unfinished aftermath. The book's later arc emphasizes that the war's conclusion was not a clean resolution but a complicated transition into a new and unstable world. Meyer traces how exhaustion, military developments, and shifting alliances pushed the Central Powers and the Entente toward endgame strategies, and how the entry and influence of the United States affected calculations about victory and peace. He discusses the collapse of empires and the emergence of new states, revealing both the hopes and hazards of redrawn borders. Meyer treats the armistice and subsequent peace arrangements as events shaped by conflicting objectives, punishing aggression, preventing renewed conflict, satisfying domestic publics, and accommodating ideals like self-determination. The topic underscores that the settlement carried contradictions that would later matter, including unresolved security dilemmas, economic dislocation, and political bitterness. By paying attention to the immediate post-war period, Meyer shows how violence and instability often persisted after formal hostilities ended, and how memories of sacrifice influenced politics for decades. This perspective helps readers move beyond the simplistic idea that 1918 closed the book on the conflict. Instead, the war's end is portrayed as the start of a difficult era of reconstruction, rivalry, and ideological struggle, in which many participants felt that the promised peace did not match the price paid. The result is a clearer understanding of why the First World War is frequently seen as the beginning of a broader historical crisis rather than a discrete episode. In conclusion, this book is well-suited to readers who want a single-volume account of World War I that combines narrative momentum with serious engagement with causes, decisions, and consequences. General history readers, students, and even experienced enthusiasts can benefit because Meyer does not treat the war as a list of battles. He connects diplomacy, strategy, economics, and domestic politics, so the conflict makes coherent sense. The practical value is that it sharpens judgment about how crises escalate, how alliances can narrow options, how bureaucratic processes like mobilization can outpace diplomacy, and how leaders can become trapped by prestige and public opinion. Those lessons translate directly to understanding modern geopolitics and the risks of miscalculation. Compared with many similar surveys, the book stands out for its emphasis on contingency and its willingness to question comforting myths, while still providing a broad chronological backbone that keeps readers oriented. It also gives meaningful attention to multiple fronts and the home front, helping readers see the war as a total societal event rather than only trench combat. If you are deciding what to buy, this is a strong choice when you want an accessible yet weighty synthesis that explains not just what happened, but why it mattered and why its aftermath proved so destabilizing. If you would like to support G.J. Meyer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.